KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 56 degrees. We look forward to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday no injuries were reported during four separate accidents over the past holiday weekend. Two of the accidents happened on July the 3rd. Officials say at around 2:50 a.m., deputies responded to a report of a car versus deer collision on Interstate 80 westbound near the 52-mile marker. A 37-year-old man from Omaha was driving a 2009 Honda Odyssey that sustained an estimated $4,500 damage during the incident. Friday evening, deputies in Cass County responded to a two-vehicle accident on 690th Street and Memphis Road. Officials say a 2000 Honda Accord driven by a 17-year-old Alec Lee Hayes of Atlantic and a 2004 Chevy Suburban owned and driven by 45-year-old Douglas John Becker of Pleasant Hill were both southbound on 690th Street when Hayes attempted a U-turn and failed to yield to Becker's vehicle. In the process, the Suburban hit the Accord in the front driver's side, forcing the car into the southwest ditch. Hayes was cited for failure to yield. At around 7:15 a.m. Saturday, Cass County deputies responded to a report of a one-vehicle accident on Galveston Road. A pickup owned and driven by 16-year-old Anthony Gale Harvey of Anita was westbound on Galveston when the teen lost control of the vehicle, which then came to rest on its right side in the north ditch. The damage was estimated at $1,500. And Saturday afternoon, a one-vehicle accident took place on 690th Street in Cass County. Officials say a 2005 Mazda driven by 33-year-old Sherry Lynn Castillo of Atlantic was northbound on 690th Street when she lost control, causing the car to slide into the east ditch before it rolled onto its top. Damage was estimated at $1,500. The Daily Nonpareil reports a string of dog thefts have area law enforcement and animal rescue organizations warning citizens to be diligent. Authorities in Glenwood issued a social media statement on July the 1st, warning residents to be on the lookout for a white, older Chevy regular cab pickup truck and a black van, both of which had been seen in the Glenwood and Tabor areas and were believed to be connected to the theft of about four large breed dogs. Officials of the Police Department and Mills County Sheriff's Office said no reports have been filed on recent pet thefts, nor do they have any information on the exact dates of the crimes. Jan Black with the Montgomery County Animal Shelter said she believes dog snatchers of this sort visit the area about twice every year. With the publicity about the Glenwood and Tabor thefts, Black said she's worried the criminals will target other cities and towns in southwest Iowa. She encouraged dog owners throughout the area to be vigilant, making sure not to leave canines unattended outside. The trial for a Council Bluffs woman who allegedly stabbed her estranged boyfriend last year won't start this month as anticipated. Prosecutors in the case of 45-year-old Jody Sherman had hoped to start the trial on July the 21st, but according to Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur, new medical information has made that start date impossible. Sherman was arrested in July of 2014 on charges of first-degree murder, violating a restraining order, and assault to cause willful injury in the death of her estranged boyfriend, 52-year-old Douglas Richt. According to the autopsy report, Rick was stabbed in his throat with a knife, leaving a 4-inch incision. Witnesses said they saw Sherman and Rick arguing inside a car before he got out and stumbled to the porch at 3501 Fifth Avenue. Sherman took off down the street and was quickly apprehended. Rick died as medical personnel were transporting him to CHI Health Creighton University Medical Center. Matt Wilbur said his office received a report last month from Sherman's lawyer that said Sherman had been found insane by a doctor hired by the defense. Wilbur spoke with his staff last Thursday and determined the county would also need to have Sherman interviewed by a doctor. The Pott County Attorney's Office has not filed a request yet for continuance, but Wilbur expects that would take place soon. Sherman was being held without bail in the Pottawatomie County Jail. A man wanted on a warrant stemming from an investigation into an assault that took place June 27th in Shambaugh has surrendered to authorities in Page County. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says 26-year-old Joseph Cody Foster of Newmarket turned himself into the sheriff's office Monday afternoon. Foster has since posted bond and was released pending further court proceedings. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports his deputies arrested three people in connection with an assault that took place June the 7th at the County Line Bar and Grill in Shenandoah. Deputies were called to a fight in progress at the bar that night. They arrived along with Shenandoah police to find a large crowd had gathered and were dispersed by the officers. Officials report that two people, 33-year-old Carol Barnett and 30-year-old Russell Higgins, both of Shenandoah, had been assaulted while leaving the bar. Both suffered minor injuries. Three Shenandoah residents, 21-year-old Drew Alexander, 20-year-old Claudia Alexander, and 25-year-old Taylor Buck, were arrested. Drew Alexander was charged with two counts of serious assault, while Claudia Alexander and Buck were, or Buick that is, were both charged with one count of serious assault. Creston police are investigating three incidents of recent theft and or break-ins. Officials say a resident in the 1100 block of West Montgomery Street reported Monday that someone broke into his home and took three pocket knives, a hatchet, three pairs of earrings, a necklace, and various CDs. The incident happened sometime between 1:30 p.m. on July the 1st and 10 p.m. on July the 2nd. The loss was estimated at $4,100. A resident in the 400 block of North Chestnut Street in Creston reported to police Monday that his wallet had been taken from Bill Sears Park sometime around June 19th, and charges were made at various local businesses on credit cards in the wallet. The loss was estimated at nearly $330. On Sunday, 21-year-old Desiree Banda, who resides in the 200 block of North Maple Street in Creston, reported to police that someone took a window air conditioner from her home. The incident took place sometime between 3 and 11 p.m. on Saturday. The loss was estimated at $150. That same woman was arrested Monday evening at the Union County Jail on a warrant out of Union County for theft in the fifth degree. Banda was later released on $300 bond. A Red Oak man was arrested early this morning on a charge of public intoxication. 31-year-old Paul Nathaniel Falk was taken into custody at around 1:10 a.m., and he was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The Adair County Sheriff on Monday reported a Creston woman was cited for drug-related offenses last week. 23-year-old Allison Iams was cited for possession of a controlled substance marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. The citation was issued at the Mormon Trail Lake tent area on July the 2nd. Iams was released after receiving the citation. This past Saturday afternoon, 28-year-old Brandon Snyder of Clinton, Iowa, was arrested following a traffic stop on I-80 eastbound in Adair County. Snyder was taken into custody for driving while license suspended or revoked and for violation of a no-contact order. He was subsequently released on those Adair County charges, but held on warrants for his arrest issued out of Iowa County. And 55-year-old Thomas Smith of San Francisco, California, was arrested Saturday on I-80 in Adair County by the Iowa State Patrol. Smith was wanted on warrants that had been issued elsewhere, but the agency issuing the warrants said they would not come to extradite him, so Smith was cited and released. That is a check of the news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.